welcome back to Morning Coffee, Joe and Corey show. Good to see you, good, Corey.
Be ready.
Good. We have another hot topic. It's going to be really interesting today. You know, I'm into music and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a 2020 East Coast Music Hall of Fame to honor legendary artists. And the East Coast Music Hall of Fame announced their star-studded list of legendary music inductees and official event dates for their second annual event. The red carpet will be rolled out for a two-day event taking place Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, through Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, at Harrah's and Resort, Atlantic City. Joining us today is Billy Greco, Vice President of the 2020 East Coast Music Hall of Fame. Welcome to Morning Coffee, Billy.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Who can we expect to see at the East Coast Music Hall of Fame in 2020?
Well, I'll tell you, the lifetime achievement recipients who will be joining our previous inductees. By the way, one of our previous inductees last year was Connie Francis, and she celebrates her birthday today. I believe Connie is 81.
Really? Happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday, Connie.
Yeah, for sure. So this 2020's inductees will include Gloria Gaynor, Neil Sedaka, Dionne Warwick, Tony Orlando, Jay and the Americans, The Times, Cousin Bruce Morrow, you guys should know him.
Sure, Cousin Brucey.
Yep, Cousin Brucey, Tavares, Manhattan Transfer, and Gary U.S. Bonds will be among the inductees.
Well, that's an impressive lineup. It brings back good memories for me. These are significant awards for the 50s, 60s, and 70s. What was the idea behind the creation of the event, Billy?
Well, the lead singer of the Duprees, Tommy Petillo, is the visionary behind this organization and serves as our president and CEO. Tommy, for many years, felt that many of the performers along the East Coast, from Maine to Florida, never really received the recognition, the proper recognition that they so deserved, nor were they ever recognized by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For example, last year, Connie Francis, Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, Chubby Checker, Johnny Maestro, among others, were inducted into the East Coast Music Hall of Fame, and those performers, those artists, were never recognized in the past for their contribution, not only to music, but to the industry in general.
Okay, it's a two-day event. Can you tell
That's
us
correct.
If an attendee can purchase for just one day, or do they have to purchase for both days?
No, they could purchase just for the gala, which is the evening of June 10th, or they can purchase packages for the entire event. For example, the evening of the 9th, which will be our reception, will be held at the indoor pool at Harrah's Resort, and Jay and the Americans will be performing that evening. The day of the 10th will start with breakfast, and there'll be many activities, from cooking with Tony Orlando to poker tournaments for our guests if they choose to participate, to the gala in the evening. So they can choose to just come to the gala to have the dinner, or to just be seated at the gala. Tickets should be going on sale just before Christmas, and I will give you our website where people can go for more information.
I said, could you go over who was inducted in the first hall for us?
Sure. We have Connie Francis, Bobby Rydell, Frankie Avalon, Chubby Checker, Willie Winfield, Johnny Maestro, Lou Christie, and Joey D.
Wow, that's an impressive lineup also. You guys signed a deal for the event to be at Harrah's Resort in Atlantic City. It's going to be there for the next 2 years, or how did it come about, and why is it so exciting?
Sure. Well, our gala last year was at the Wildwoods Convention Center, and after the tremendous success of the gala, where we had over 2,000 in attendance, we were contacted, actually, by three of the hotels in Atlantic City. We had Harrah's, which is a Caesars Entertainment property, Hard Rock Cafe, and Ocean. And after meeting and discussing the event with Harrah's, they won the right to carry the gala because of not only their location, which is in the marina area, but They were extremely gracious in offering many things to the East Coast Music Hall of Fame for our artists. So we were very pleased to partner with Harrah's and Caesars Entertainment.
Oh, that's great news. Who is your favorite artist or artist from that era?
Oh, my God, there's so many. I guess Connie Francis would have to be at the top. My God, every Chubby Checker, Frankie, Bobby Rydell, Tony Orlando is a gentleman, probably one of the nicest human beings that you will ever meet, Tony Orlando, a very gracious gentleman.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, listen, Billy, so good to talk to you today. Where can our viewers get more information about this great event?
Okay, they can go to www.EastCoastMusicHallOfFame.org or the initial www.ECMHOF.org for additional information.
Bill Greco, thank you so much for joining us on Morning Coffee. I'm going to sign up for that. That's great, and I think those artists really need to be recognized because they did such great things. Bring back super memories for me.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
But you have a good holiday, too, Bill.
The same to you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.